That is Music from Ruin. Lynn Nottage's Pulitzer Prize-winning play from 2 years ago, now on stage at the Huntington Theater. Ruined deals with the violence against women in the Congo. It's one of three plays that have recently opened in Boston and touch on hot political issues. Critic at large Ed Siegel joins us to review all three productions this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Bob.
So it sounds like political theater is alive and well in Boston.
Yeah, I think you would say that. You know, political theater is one of those things that a lot of people dismiss as being too much of the moment and easily dated, but I really disagree with that. I think it extends the conversation about events in a way that, with all due respect to our profession, journalism often doesn't. It puts a human face on issues and really makes us feel them to the core of our being when it's done well.
Is that true of these plays running in Boston now?
Yeah, to varying degrees it is, Bob. Let's start with Ruined. That's an excellent play and getting an excellent production at the Huntington. On a literal level, it deals with the sexual molestation of women in the Congo by both government and rebel forces. We're going to listen to Salima. She's played by Pascal Amrand. She was raped and her baby was murdered in front of her, and here she's lamenting that loss.
I squeezed banana between my fingers and let her suck them, and she'd make a funny little face. Such delight, 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 delight.
Slow your voice.
Please let me say my baby's name. Beatrice, I want to go home.
It sounds very powerful and very moving, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right, Bob. It really does a lot more than just play to our emotions. And in a way, it's an adaptation of Brecht's anti-war play, Mother of Courage. Its central character is Mama Nadi. She runs a bordello that, ironically, is the only safe haven for these women, even though it's forcing them into a life of prostitution. But here we have Tony Pitano, and I have to say the acting is really good across the board. She plays Mama Nadi.
There'll always be squabbles, ancient and otherwise. Me, I thank God for deep, dirty holes like Yaka Yaka. In my house, I try to keep everyone happy.
Does Ruin take sides in the conflict?
No, not really. I think, in a way, it casts a plague against both sides for the devastation that it's doing, both to the women and to the country as a whole. It also kind of points a finger at Western indifference, if not in that conflict. And, you know, again, when we take a look at the headlines in the paper, there's a certain amount of compassion fatigue, I think. But Ruin gets past that pretty quickly.
Do you have any reservations?
Only that the last scene, I thought, kind of leaves the audience with a sense of easy uplift instead of underlining the tragedy of what we've just seen.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing really, but, you know, I guess you could say there's a reason for all those bodies on the stage at the end of Shakespeare plays. I don't think that we take the conflict home with us as much as we would otherwise.
All right, let's move on to another play and talk about Neighbors that's a little closer to home. Mm-hmm. Where's it playing and what's it about, Ed?
It's being staged at the Boston Center for the Arts by Company One, one of the resident theater companies there. And it's about an African-American guy who's a university professor and central to the play. He's married to a white woman. And he looks out the window one day and he sees that his new neighbors are stereotypical characters in blackface. They're right out of a minstrel show. They even have names like Mammy and Sambo.
Wow, this makes me a little uncomfortable.
Right.
Is this not a realistic play then?
No, it's not. And actually, I think the playwright is trying to make us uncomfortable. But I'm not sure that he succeeds in what he's intending to do because that mixture of realism and surrealism, I don't think it quite works here.
How so? Why so?
Well, the playwright, Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, is exploring how all these horrible racial stereotypes from Aunt Jemima to Mandingo still permeate American race relations today, even with a black president. But the problem is that all the characters are really stick figures, particularly that middle-class teacher we talked about, Richard Patterson, who's played by Johnny Lee Davenport. He's more of a caricature than all those minstrel show people. It's as if the playwright set out to prove that assimilation is the wrong road for African-Americans, and so he makes the assimilationist completely ridiculous man rather than giving him any real heft.
So the play takes too much of one side?
I wouldn't say that's it so much, Bob, because I think that we like political theater to be provocative and...
Edgy,
yeah. And that's certainly true of In the Footprint, the battle over Atlantic Yards. That's by a group called The Civilians, and it's on through Sunday at the Paramount. Actually, you know, they developed this project at the Paramount with Arts Emerson, which is a wonderful new arts program by that college.
Atlantic Yards, that's the project in Brooklyn to bring the New Jersey Nets there, among other things. So this is of more than just interest to New Yorkers, this play?
Yep, absolutely. It's you would think that it's parochial subject matter, but the Civilians, this very talented group, really extended beyond that. They make the story of urban renewal a kind of universal and a very compelling one. And they use all kinds of theatrical devices, from song to modernistic recreations of who said what. They even represent some of the characters with things like basketballs, and Jay-Z is a New York Yankees cap. This is an excerpt from one of those songs, Neighborhood.
Atlantic Arts Building, the garden on the parking lot, the Spalding Building, Brooklyn Tech, and the Islamic shops. These are some things that you could say about the neighborhood.
So I think it takes a very strong stand against Mayor Bloomberg and Acorn and the developers behind the Atlantic Yards project. And it sides with those who say that the destruction of that Brooklyn neighborhood was way too high a price to pay for it. And like Ruined, it makes the issues come alive in a very human way that, you know, we don't really get from maybe reading about it in the Times.
So you liked it, bottom line?
Very much. It does what political theater is supposed to do. It makes us think about these issues in a different way.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Let's go out with more music from Ruined, which continues through February 6th at the Huntington Theater main stage. Neighbors runs through February 5th at the BCA, and In the Footprint is on through Sunday at the Paramount Theater. Ed Siegel, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Bob.
Ed Siegel is critic at large for Morning Edition. You can see more of his reviews at WBUR.org.